Let us today reaffirm our faith in God, our confidence in the Lord. This is the confidence that we have in Him. God does answer prayer. God does care for His own. There is not a sparrow that falls to the ground but what our Heavenly Father sees and knows about. And of how much more value are we than many sparrows? God does care. This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And let us believe that the answer is on the way. Reaffirm that faith and that confidence in the Lord today. This is the confidence that we have in Him. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Thou turnest man back to the dust and sayest, Turn back, O children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. Thou dost sweep men away. They are like a dream, like grass which is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are consumed by thine anger. By thy wrath we are overwhelmed. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days pass away under thy wrath, our years come to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble, for they are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of thy anger and thy wrath according to the fear of thee? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. You know who wrote those words? They're found in Psalm 90, but they are ascribed to Moses. Moses is the one who wrote those words. How many years has it been? Nearly 3,500 years ago. It was 2,000 years ago to Christ, and before Christ, about 1,500 years, Moses lived. So nearly 3,500 years ago, Moses said, So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. And he said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou wouldst form the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Can you imagine words that were written nearly 3,500 years ago are as meaningful today as they were the day they were written? That's because they were inspired of the Holy Spirit, inbreathed by God Himself, to give us words that serve as an anchor for the soul. Life is tough. It's not easy. I don't know anybody among any of my friends or acquaintances who has an easy go of life. Life is hard. A lot of hills that are so steep to climb, a lot of valleys that are deep and dark. But the positive side of this message is God is with us in the midst of life's stress and strain and trials and tribulations, and He has been our dwelling place in all generations. Even before the mountains were brought forth, God was there, and He will always be here. I find a lot of consolation in that. I know the Bible says man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. In other words, it's just as natural for man to have trouble as it is for the sparks to fly upward. It isn't if it will come, it is when will it come, because it definitely will come. But God is our strength. It's one of those old majestic hymns by Isaac Watts declares, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast in our eternal home, under the shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. 1,000 ages in thy sight are like an evening gone. Short is as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guide while life shall last, and our eternal home. I don't know where you are right now in your life, and as you're listening to this broadcast, I don't know the things that are transpiring in your life, and maybe it is just extra good. Maybe things couldn't be any better. The skies are blue, the sun is shining, you've got a song in your heart, everything is going your way. Well, don't get too settled in that easy life. because the trials are coming. I don't say this to scare you. I say this to warn you and to caution you. Don't get so safe and secure in your security that you don't watch out and you don't keep your eyes open. The Bible certainly lets us know to stay awake and don't fall asleep spiritually, but stay on the lookout. Keep your eyes open. Be sober, be vigilant. And why are we instructed to be like that? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about seeking whom he may devour. So many times you've heard it said, when a particular ball team felt so confident that they were going to win, that they went out on the field in their self-confidence and security, and they didn't practice like they should, and they let their guard down, and they lost the game because they were so confident that everything was going to go very good. Sometimes, even as a Christian, we can do that. We can just feel so secure. Everything is going just the way I want it. There's no real problem. And we forget to keep our eyes open and to keep watching. The devil is out there to get you. And that's not some empty, shallow talk. And I don't say that to frighten you. I say that to warn you and to be a tough soldier of the cross. Watch and pray. That's the message of the scripture, isn't it? Watch and pray. Stay on your tiptoes. Keep on your guard. And having done all to stand, what do? You keep on standing. That's what you do. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, all of the armor of God. And be what God wants you to be. Well, maybe everything is going beautifully in your life. I sure hope so. Or, on the other hand, maybe I'm talking to someone as you're tuned in to your radio set, there in your automobile all by yourself, or sitting there at your kitchen table, or snug and tight there in your living room, wherever you're listening to the program. And maybe everything is not going well in your life. Maybe as I am talking to you right now in these quiet moments, things could not be any worse, it seems. The night is dark. The dark moments of doubt and depression and melancholy and difficulty, bereavement, loss, disillusionment, betrayal, all kinds of negative emotions are upon you. Well, if that be the case, I am very happy to be able to say to you right now, God cares. God loves you. Let Him be your strength. Lean upon the everlasting arms of God. Find in Him all that you need. And I'm delighted to have this opportunity through these radio waves to say to you, there is a Savior who cares and understands. His name is Jesus. He shall save His people from their sins. He is the one who said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. His heart is broken with the things that break your heart. He feels our hurts. We have a Savior who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And He begs you with open arms to come to Him and find in Him strength and peace and all-sufficient grace. Whatever that trial is that you're going through, whatever you have lost, whatever you're struggling, wrestling with, God is there to help you, to strengthen you, to be with you. He wants to be your burden bearer. Doesn't the Bible say, cast all your cares, your burdens upon Him, for He careth for you? casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Take all your anxieties, take your weaknesses, take your confusions, take your darkness. Cast them upon the Lord and find in Jesus the wisdom that you need, the strength that you need, the calm that you need. For you see, he who spoke peace be still to the stormy elements on stormy Galilee so long ago will speak peace be still in your troubled heart. Oh, believe that. Trust the Lord. Put your trust in him and know that there is a Savior who cares and understands. There is a Savior. You're not left alone. You are not alone. The Lord is there with you. Open your heart. Believe him. Trust him. There is a Savior. Thank God. There is a Savior. Trust him with all your heart and soul right now. I have found a deep peace that I never had known, and a joy this world could not afford, since I yielded control of my body and soul to my wonderful, wonderful Lord. I desire that my life shall be ordered by Thee, that my will be in perfect accord with Thine own sovereign will, Thy desires to fulfill, my wonderful, wonderful Lord. All the talents I have laid at thy feet. Thy approval shall be my reward. Be my store, great or small, I surrender it all to my wonderful, wonderful Lord. Thou art fairer to me than the fairest of earth, thou omnipotent, life-giving Word. O thou Ancient of Days, thou art worthy all praise, my wonderful, wonderful Lord. I appreciate those words. It's an old hymn. Entitled, My Wonderful Lord. I like especially the third stanza that says, All the talents I have, I have laid at thy feet. Thy approval should be my reward, be my store, great or small. I surrender it all to my wonderful, wonderful Lord. That's the only way to live, isn't it? Is to be fully committed and surrendered to Jesus Christ. To say yes to Him in every area of your life. To withhold nothing. To take your treasure, the store that God has given you, whether it be great or small, and to surrender it all to Him. And the only reward that you would want is to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thy approval shall be my reward." What a shame it is that so many so-called Christians hide so many skeletons in their closet. They sweep so much dirt under the rug. They hide things. That's no way to live, is it? The only way to live is to come clean, be open, be everything that God wants you to be. Totally committed, surrendered to Him. Wanting the Lord's approval to be your reward. To know that God is well pleased with you. To hear Him say someday, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Nothing more wonderful than someday to hear that. Don't you agree? This is how to live. Not hiding anything. Not covering up anything. What a miserable existence. But to come clean. If there is anything in your heart and life unsurrendered, unrepented of, to make things right with God, make things right with your fellow man, let there be nothing between your soul and the Savior, let there be nothing between you and your fellow man or anybody else, but to have a clean heart. David prayed, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Oh, how I want that. A heart that is right. A heart that is right. I have only one desire, and that's to be like Jesus. Don't you?
Thank you.
And how do you do that? How do you become like Jesus? Well, according to the scripture, it's not by human effort, it's not by self-effort, but it's by dying out to ourselves and letting Jesus fill us. I think certainly that's what Paul meant in Galatians 2:20 when he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In order to be like Jesus, in his love, in his purity, in his goodness, in his compassion, in his humility, to be like Jesus, we have to let him take over in our lives, to become emptied of self and filled with God. It isn't by human effort. No, you don't just roll up your sleeves and grit your teeth and say, I'm going to win this battle if it kills me. It'll kill you. You can't do it. You can't live holy. You can't live pure. You can't be like Jesus in yourself, in your self-effort. Only God filling you, living his life in you and through you can do it. That's the secret. It's kind of like the life of spring entering into the branches of that seemingly dead tree because all the leaves are gone. But as that new life flows through the branches, it produces the fruit. It produces the new leaves, the new life. It is only when the life of Jesus, the power of his Holy Spirit, fills us. He is the one who produces the fruit. That's why it's called the fruit of the Spirit. Did you know that? It's called love, joy, peace, all those beautiful characteristics of God. It is called the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of self-effort. As we become filled with the Spirit of Jesus, he produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all of those things. You can try and try in yourself and you'll never make the grade. But you die out to yourself and become crucified with Christ and let him take over and live his life in you and through you. That's the only way to be like Jesus. Oh Lord, fill us afresh today. Fill us today. Listen to the song. It's beautiful. It says, When answers aren't enough, there's Jesus. When answers aren't enough, there's Jesus. Listen to the words.
You have faced the mountains of desperation. You have climbed, you have fought, you have won. But this valley that lies coldly before you casts a shadow you cannot overcome.
Well, my time is gone. I wish I had a few more minutes so you could listen to the rest of the song. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. God bless you.
Just done.